Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing today, we have Mark from Rockland. Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Mark, do you listen to Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
I sure do, and I appreciate you moving it to the later time slot so I can.
Well, we did that for you.
Yeah, we knew you'd be listening. Yeah, we used to do it at 7:10. Now it's at 7:20. And listen, that might increase your chances of a victory today. Will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
Sure. Katie, congratulations on eventually giving birth.
Yep.
You got to go today.
Okay, Mark, okay.
Mark, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I am.
Our official judge, as designated by the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee, Gavin, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. Happy early socially distant birthday to acting legend Betty White. She turns 99 on Sunday. She said it takes too much energy to be negative. Obviously, she started on the TV show The Golden Girls back in the 80s. What was her character's name? Was it Dorothy, Rose, or Blanche?
Blanche.
Question two. Actress Rebel Wilson said that she was once kidnapped at gunpoint in Africa. She and others were on a cattle truck that got detained by armed men. Rebel and the others were eventually released unharmed. Which is not a country in Africa? South Sudan, Tanzania, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Question three. Amazon has released the synopsis for its $1 billion Lord of the Rings series, which is expected to debut in 2022. It's going to take place thousands of years before The Hobbit. Who did Orlando Bloom play in the Lord of the Ring franchise?
I'm going to say Billy.
Say that again?
Billy.
Question four. There's a rumor on social that Desperate Housewives is being revived with the original stars Terry Hatcher, Eva Longoria, Marsha Cross, and Felicity Huffman. But it seems like Marsha was a little surprised with the speculation tweeting, news to me. What is the name of the street the show Desperate Housewives is set on?
Oh, come on. Elm.
And question five, a 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card sold for $5.2 million, making it the most expensive trading card ever. The previous record, $3.9 million for a 2019 Mike Trout card. Let's say you throw in a limited edition Barry Bonds 86 rookie card for $2.2 million. What is the grand total of all three cards?
So Mantle was 5.2, and then it was 3.9 and 2.2?
Correct.
Okay, so hang on, carry the one. That gives me a three.
Is Mike Trout a name, like a big name? I've never heard of it.
Pleasure the Angels.
Listen to you, Katie and me. Hang on. Six and five is I came up with $11.3 million.
Alrighty.
Right.
Katie!
Here we go. Listen, if you want to jump behind the scenes, if you want to see Katie, look how long Katie's hair is.
Oh, yeah.
Where did this happen?
Rain loves long hair.
Sometimes I'll go back and watch old joke-off videos and stuff when I'm bored and alone and lonely.
Miss us?
Katie's hair is so short then. Now
this is as long as my hair has ever been in my life. Thanks, COVID.
Behind the scenes right now, Instagram Live at End1065 if you want to give us a follow. Katie, you're going for your 476th win today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Happy early socially distant birthday to acting legend Betty White. She turns 99 on Sunday. Obviously, she starred in the TV show The Golden Girls back in the 80s. But what was her character's name? Was it Dorothy, Rose?
It was Rose.
Okay. It is Rose, yes.
Go back and watch The Golden Girls.
It's great.
It is hysterical.
Holds up.
Yeah, and pretty naughty.
Mm.
Question two. Actress Rebel Wilson said she was once kidnapped at gunpoint in Africa.
God.
She and others were on a cattle truck that was detained by armed men. Rebel and the others eventually were released unharmed. Which is not a country in Africa? South Sudan, Tanzania, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Who knows their Africa? It's me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where is Sri Lanka?
Where?
It's not in Africa. She doesn't have to know it.
Yeah. Sri Lanka is in Europe.
Well, India, right?
So?
So Asia.
Oh.
Question
you
three.
You were really close.
Yeah, yeah. Question three. Amazon has released the synopsis for its $1 billion Lord of the Rings series, which is expected to debut in 2022. It's going to take place thousands of years before The Hobbit. Who did
thousands of years before The Hobbit?
Who did...
Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you approve of that?
I don't think I do.
Who did Orlando Bloom play in the Lord of the Rings franchise?
Legolas.
Correct.
How do you know that? There's no way you saw those movies.
I saw them all.
You didn't.
Yes. Unfortunately,
why?
I saw most of them like two or three times in the theaters.
No, that's why.
Because my ex-husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, was really into it.
Wow, what a commitment.
Yeah.
Don't say that I don't do things for the people I love.
Wow.
Question four. There's a rumor on social that Desperate Housewives is being revived with original stars Terry Hatcher, Eva Longoria, Marsha Cross, and Felicity Huffman. What was the name of the street the show Desperate Housewives was set on?
Wisteria Lane.
Yes.
By the way, that rumor is absolutely started by Felicity Huffman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right, question five. A 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card sold for $5.2 million, making it the most expensive trading card ever. The previous record, $3.9 million for a 2019 Mike Trout card. Let's say you throw in a limited edition Barry Bonds 86 rookie card.
Could you hold on? Okay, yeah, okay.
We'll throw in a Barry Bonds limited edition rookie card for $2.2
million. Okay.
What is the grand total of all three cards?
Okay, please shut up. Nine. Okay, 2.2 you said.
Yes.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13.
Figured it out. I'm not even going to say anything.
Six, Mike Trout.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'm
going
to give you
11.
3 seconds.
Okay,
three.
Okay.
Two.
$11.3 million.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Wow!
Oh, my God!
What is going on?
Today's final score, Mark 2, Katie 5. She got all 5 right! She did it!
Oh, my God! All 5 right! Have you ever thought about the fact that the baby hears our voices more than the baby's father?
I have. I have.
She's already imprinting on us.
She's so confused.
Mark, listen, we love you for listening. Thank you so much. Katie, you're excited about your 476 wins and 88 losses. Mark, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Well, I know that this is the best show on radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I know that Gavin is the funniest man alive.
All right,
oh, my God, Mark.
Bye, Mark. We'll see you later.
I know where Sri Lanka is.
Listen.
Excuse me. Could you hang up on it?
Hey, don't get offended. He said the funniest man.
Who's the funniest woman?
Say Betty White.
Blanche.